This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, she's a total fox.
You like redheads?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that terminology when you're a kid?
Absolutely, yeah.
The description of somebody who was attractive. Oh, she is such a fox.
Well, remember Foxy Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Foxy was a...
Yeah, that was a... And the reason that I'm completely down this rabbit hole is because we just saw a fox go by in the parking lot.
Yeah, we've got some that live like on the property next to the office complex that we're in. And boy, I saw a really big one the other morning. I was backing into the parking spot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My headlights are there. I'm like, Oh, I'll just wait till he goes on by. But they're always out here.
I think their grandfather was red.
Well, they're all red, the ones we're seeing, Bob.
Yeah. Talking about?
2Ds.
Talking about Sanford and Son.
Oh, he was a character. You know, for a guy whose name was Red, he was awfully blue.
Blue.
Ooh, he was.
I didn't know that initially.
Oh, no. We just saw him on TV.
Well,
we didn't know.
And then it was my best friend Jerry Murphy, his older brother, had one of his, like, comedy tapes or whatever.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, that can't be the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, yes, it is. Mm. And I was just a kid like, yes, it made me blush.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, do you remember the song, Fox on the Run? You don't really remember that, do you?
Vaguely.
Because you didn't go to the roller skating rink like I did. That was one of the songs back in the day.
I was there more on Christian Music Night hosting it.
Oh, not skating?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I don't have the balance for it. No, I'd hurt myself. I'd go out there, but it's like, no.
You'd give it a try, but...
No, I was not any good. No. It looks fun. And when I see people who can just, like, glide by like they're on air, I am totally jealous. It looks a blast. It looks like they're having a great time. I just know I can't do it.
Yeah, good times growing up, I can tell you that.
Well, but, you know, that kind of like the whole mall, you know, concept.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There were things of the 70s and 80s and maybe a little into the 90s that bit by bit just, you know, kids sit at home on a laptop or in their room with their headphones on.
You know, back when there was a sense of innocence, you know, what's old John Cougar say, you know, back when, a smoke was a smoke and holding somebody's hand meant something. Yeah. And how things have changed, especially apparently if you're a government employee and there's like this little chat room. Yeah. A chat room that's not really supposed to be used for, well, what they're using it for. It's NSA's Intellink messaging platform. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is taking action against federal employees within the intelligence community for alleged ties to explicit conversations on an internal agency messaging board. And she came out Tuesday with a directive to terminate the employment and revoke the security clearances of employees who participated in obscene and explicit chat rooms on their own, like, interagency link. There are over 100 people from across the intelligence community that contributed to and participating in what is really just an egregious violation of trust. What to speak of, like, basic rules and standards around professionalism. Well, because I don't think she wanted to cite real examples.
Probably not,
because they would have made her probably
yes.
blush. Federal employees are under investigation for allegedly misusing this internal agency messaging board to dish on their sexual fantasies, but under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
What?
Well,
there's a little too much inclusion going on there.
You think? Chat logs from the NSA Intelink, and I'm trying to read ahead so that I
don't say anything that you shouldn't.
Researchers obtained this stuff. Manhattan Institute revealed employees from various intelligence agencies discussing their experiences with gender reassignment surgery. Artificial privates, mm-hmm. hormone therapy, mm-hmm. polyamory. Polyamory and pronoun usage.
What a mixed, messed up mash of DEI and porn. I mean, it's wow.
And here's the problem. Here's the problem with that is that there's got to be a great deal of trust. These people handle highly sensitive materials. They're in the intelligence community. And if they lack the understanding, or I guess maybe even in some cases maturity,
mm-hmm.
To not misuse and abuse this messaging system, I mean, what else could they possibly think is not a big deal?
Like, what other really bad decisions on the job?
And what else are they prone to in the real world that could set them up and be victims of blackmail or leveraging or something else? That's what you look for in people
that
have security clearances and stuff like that. When you see what these people are saying, they were brazen in using the NSA platform intended for professional use.
Wow.
You know, conducting this really, really horrific behavior. They were brazen in doing this because when's the last time anyone was really held accountable? See, that's what it's coming down
mm-hmm.
to. Certainly not over the last 4 years, not over the last maybe 10 or even 20 years. And we look at some of the biggest violations of the American people's trust in the intelligence community. And Gabbard previously called the uncovered behavior unacceptable. And those involved will be held accountable. So, can you imagine what else is taking place?
That we don't know about?
Yeah, that they're searching and sharing and all kinds of things. And what does it tell you? You're not busy enough with your job.
So, if you told Elon Musk 5 things you did last week while on the little chat room... What did you do last week?
I discussed switching teams, reassignment surgery, hormone therapy, polyamory.
And aftermarket equipment.
Aftermarket equipment, there you go.
Yeah, well, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But.
Wow.
Yeah, that, yeah, okay.
There's government at work right
there
for you, friends.
Don't confuse myself here.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of intelligence and security clearances and things like this, you've got Anna Luna. She is one of the Congress folks from the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
outspoken.
Yeah, and she's asking Pam Bondi, hey, what are you waiting for? We want the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Oh.
And yeah, we also want the JFK stuff and things like that. And so we'll see what happens. Anna Paulina Luna, the Republican from Florida here, she's leading the House Oversight Committee's task force on the declassification of federal secrets. But she can't do that until she gets them.
Right.
She can't help declassify them. And she's pushing the DOJ for answers on when that will happen. And so far, she's faced silence. So apparently... She sent letters to the AG, Pam Bondi, and also to a couple of other folks. And, well, she got irritated because she didn't get a response. Zero response. So that's when she posted some on X. And, it's going to rub some people the wrong way. But, you know, hey, we get it. Those positions, a lot of people are very, very busy. But, You know, the president, through executive order, he ordered it to be released and declassified. So, yeah, why is there a stall going on? Or is it Pam Bondi's office? She's just slammed? And that very well could be. And we'll try to find out. It is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. 877-975-9825. Good morning. It's that time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in if you don't get through right away. Please try back, and we'll try to get you in. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Birdie. What's bugging you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on air. Yeah, what's bothering me is that gold card Trump is going to pass where they allow people to pay $5 million from other countries that are wealthy, $5 million, and then you get a card and you can come in here and become a citizen eventually. But that bothers me because when they asked him, will you sell that to the Russian oligarchs? He said, yeah, some of them are nice people. And if you know Russian oligarchs, you know what, that there were pretty rich people during the, when it was Soviet, the Soviet Union. And they pass only laws that benefit the rich and mm-hmm. screw everybody else. And so, you know, that's really a concern. I don't want everybody, then you have all this people from Saudi Arabia, they're super rich, and people from all over the country, they're coming here. And that's really concerning.
And I hear you. I hear those concerns. But look, we have 11 to 20 million folks that are here illegally. The people who would be paying the $5 million would be thoroughly vetted.
Yes.
And yes, you might get some that have different political philosophies, but they're not going to have the ability to, you know, change the votes of an area, even if he, you know, lets in, thousands of them. But look, it's worth exploring, is what I say. But your concerns are noted. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I know that I focus on roads a lot, but Gainesville City Commissioners want to have the citizens' input on making roadways safer. Okay, how about if you don't synchronize the lights so that you hit every single one of them, make the yellow lights a little bit longer? And let's start enforcing the laws that we have. Give tickets to people that don't use their blinkers, that don't have their headlights on, that are passing in school zones, that are tailgating, that are just driving wrong. I told Sandy Darnell one time, I said, if you give me a ticket book, I guess I could get all of your deputies a raise.
Yeah, and those red lights that are not synchronized, they are synchronized to create a traffic calming effect so that you...
It doesn't make me calm, Bob.
I know it doesn't. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. We've got some open lines right now. Let's go to Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is the recently passed in the House the budget bill. That calls for a debt ceiling raise of $4 trillion over 4 years. I think that's fiscally irresponsible of the Republicans. I mean, you're not going to agree with everything that everybody does, but, I mean, that would then raise the budget deficit to $40 trillion. Already paying the interest on the current debt we have is the single largest expenditure of discretionary spending.
Yep.
I think that is very irresponsible.
Yeah, I don't know what the defense of that is, in essence. This is going to raise the expenditures, or is it just raising the cap on those expenditures? That's one of the questions, and you know who I'm going to ask about?
Go ahead, Mr. Greg. Mr. Cotta. Cat Kamick.
Yes.
How'd I know?
Because you're smart and you booked her.
Well, there's that.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. The previous caller just totally pulled my bugging out verbatim. What's bugging me is this latest budgetary bill that passed adds $4 trillion to the debt ceiling. So I'm sorry, you can't play both sides of the field. You can't have Doge trying to cut trillions of dollars and then increase your credit card limit as a nation. That's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, again,
we will
get some information on all of that. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
In a hole. They don't know what a bad administration is or a good administration. God bless America.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. Let's go to Spencer. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, the I-75-500, I call it. My brother's dying of cancer in Claremont, but I'm not no wuss, but I'm not getting out on here on 75 to try to get to Claremont. It's too dangerous. 27 is just a red light from here to Claremont. They've got to clean this up and quick. Another lane going four wide ain't going to help.
Yeah, it's no fun. But, yeah, I think Highway 27 might be your best bet, even though you said you got a lot of red lights. But if you don't want the craziness that is the interstate.
It is.
It can be.
Yeah.
All you got to do is stay out of my way. It's not going to be a problem otherwise.
Mm.
Get out of the left lane. Camping is fun, not
yes.
in the left lane.
There you go.
Jeff, what's bugging you?
That lady stole my thunder, but imagine the revenue Florida could generate if they gave out tickets to the speeders, the lane jumpers who almost kill people. It would be a $100 billion surplus in a few months.
There you go.
What about all these truckers? And I'm friends with a lot of truckers. Don't get mad at me. But it used to be they avoided the left lane legally. In some cases, like on the interstate, they weren't allowed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But going down like a four-lane roadway... Man, they're camped in that left lane. Yes, and I noticed this.
Huh.
This happened much more frequently during and after COVID. It's almost like, I don't know if it's a bunch of new drivers or they relaxed the rules for a little while or whatever. But yeah, and what happens is they get in my way,
mm-hmm.
and that creates a problem. So ticket the people that are camping in the left lane.
There you go.
That's what I want.
There you go.
Get out of the left lane.
Had my finger on the button just in case.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about the budget and Byron. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I don't do shout-outs.
Yeah, I know. We don't do shout-outs. We don't do birthdays.
7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house as well. It's 7, did I say 7:35? Yeah.
Yeah.
Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We don't do shout-outs. If we did, though,
yes,
we might send one out to Pastor Chris.
Oh, he's in Guatemala right now, so, you know, he would be listening.
Remember that song? Guatemala, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
No, I don't.
Oh, that was Oklahoma.
Yeah, close enough.
No, nah, wasn't that close, was it?
I guess not.
All right, so what goes on in the Guat?
Oh, they're down there just
making
sure some kids get some food, mm-hmm, learn about mm-hmm, Jesus, mm-hmm. building some homes for some folks who need a place to live besides a cardboard box, and just lots of good work. Some 40-plus folks in the church are down there doing all that kind of thing this week.
Well, I pray the good Lord blesses all of your work and all the other volunteers, Pastor Chris. So stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
People are kind of nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Representative Dan Crenshaw. And apparently there was a hot mic moment where he said he'd probably kill Tucker Carlson if he ever met him in person.
That's not a nice thing to say, even if you don't like somebody.
And then there was Don Lemon,
yeah,
formerly of CNN, now I guess podcaster.
Whatever.
Telling another podcaster, formerly of Fox News, Megyn Kelly,
yeah,
to do something intimate to herself.
But not meant in that way. It was in a very bad way.
Oh, it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not very nice. What's wrong with these people?
Well, then you got, you know, good old what's-his-name, the actor who shot the director.
Oh, you're talking about Alec. I can't control my temper, Baldwin.
Yeah, he was being taunted a little bit, but he has a temper.
Yeah, there was a so-called comic dressing up like a Trump character or something that was really in his face and talked about the woman that he shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And Alec Baldwin kept it cool until that point, and then he told the guy if the cameras weren't rolling, I'd snap your blanking neck in half.
All this violence. All these
people.
I don't know. They're not being nice at all.
Then there is progressive filmmaker and activist Michael Moore. Remember him?
Can't forget him.
Didn't he tell us that we would all be underwater? Wasn't he one of those climate guys?
Yeah.
He was part of that, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
We're still here.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Ocala does not have beachfront property yet.
Nope.
No.
He wrote, apparently, a lengthy blog post warning that by deporting illegal migrants, America may be missing out on the next equivalent of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, or maybe one that will save the world from a killer asteroid.
Can I toss a thought out there?
No, I know where you're going to go, and you're not going to steal my thunder.
Okay, go ahead. but am I right?
His piece is called Our Muslim Boy Wonder, and he used Steve Jobs' origins as the son of a Syrian migrant to critique the Trump administration's deportation efforts. He said, who's really being removed by ICE tonight, he said. The child who would have discovered the cure for cancer in 2046.
We don't mind migrants.
The ninth grade nerd who would have stopped that asteroid that's going to hit us in 2032. Do we care? And
So we let everybody in?
Well, here's the deal.
Okay? There's always a deal.
The left will shut you down and walk away if you say, hey, maybe the next person to cure cancer is inside that womb.
Oh, the one they got rid of.
Uh-huh.
That one.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Millions.
Uh-huh.
And millions.
Right.
Yeah. If you say that,
they're like that.
Disgusted and they walk off and they'll just...
Yeah.
But Michael Moore can say, well, what about immigrants that could, you know, save the world?
And he's talking about illegals, not just people who've moved to the country and become citizens.
We're not against immigration. We would like it to be uniform, legal, and the people properly vetted. I don't think that's asking too much. In fact, I know it's not. It's called the security of a sovereign nation. What it's called.
Because odds are, if you got someone who's here illegally and they're hiding in the shadows, they're probably not going to cure cancer because they're probably not going to college and learning things.
Yeah, a lot of them are just going to end up in prison. It's just a matter of how many people they're going to kill, rape, in the meantime, really what it comes down to. And he doesn't want those people to go because there's a chance that maybe one of them is smart enough to make a difference in the world. Okay. But don't bring up the A word to them because, then their heads just pop off, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Good old Michael Moore. A Hollywood group comprised of Jewish studio executives and filmmakers have called out those in the industry looking to wear red pins in support of Gaza at the 2025 Academy Awards. In a statement, the Brigade, a group founded in the wake of the horrific October 7th massacre in 2023, said the red hand pins from the Artist for Ceasefire represent neither peace nor life. Today, we will not be silent. That pin is no symbol of peace. It's the emblem of Jewish bloodshed. The Brigade responded to the Artist for Ceasefire group announcing the red hand pins on February 20th. It coincided with the release of the bodies of the youngest hostages taken from their homes, Kafir and Ariel Bibas, 10 months and 4 at the time, their abduction, subsequent murder at the hands of their captors, per Israeli medical authorities. The Brigade went so far as to ask, have you no shame? Have you no shame? No, you're dealing with people that don't have a great grasp of the issues. They're people that apparently feel guilty for being American.
Political agenda? Anyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the cool hip thing to be?
Oh, yeah. Right. Which side are we on today? What's the banner to wave?
Did you say that you saw people holding up signs the other day in Gainesville? One of them was something about quit picking on China, or what was the verbiage?
It was yesterday, because, you know, I was driving down 43rd, and they like to use that corner there at 43rd and 16th as a place to kind of pick it. It was a bunch of old Gainesville hippies, literally, you could tell, and the smell wafted as I went by. But it was an interesting variety of signs. Stop the anti-China lies. No Cold War, honk for peace. Okay, we get that. And stay out of Iran. Those were just some of the variety. They were covering the gamut. It was kind of like, well, wait a minute. We don't want to go into Iran.
Right.
We don't want a Cold War.
Right.
But it's kind of like, we're not really the one causing these problems. And anti-China lies?
That's what I want to know. What is the lies being told about China? I mean, you have to occasionally pick up a book, you know, and there are books that have been well researched about, you know, the rising dominance of China and what kind of threat that is to our way of life. It's not like a competition, like Joe Biden said. That's not their agenda. That's not what they want at the end of the day. They want world dominance. And we have been far too soft when it comes to China. So what would be an anti-China lie? Is it a fact or not a fact that if you're a Chinese national and the Chinese Communist Party calls upon you to do something for them, you have to via the Constitution? Their constitution. And if you don't, am I making this up, or do sometimes not good things happen to your family members?
Oh, it happens.
It absolutely does
disappear.
Happen. And do they or do they not cheat when it comes to trade, like dumping steel to hurt our steel industry and anything else, any other market, whether it's, you know, lithium batteries or anything else? They corner the market, they take over. They don't do it in an even playing field, as far as capitalism goes. No, they offset the prices, go low using government funds, and then once they've destroyed the competition, put them out of business. And is that anti-China lies?
I don't get it.
I mean, really. It is interesting, though, that I didn't remember seeing a lot of that rhetoric, this anti-China lie kind of agenda, while Biden was in there. Do you know why? Because he was kissing the backsides of the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big
absolutely.
Time.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Congresswoman Kat Kamik coming up in about 25 minutes. All right? So I want you to stay tuned for that. Or if you think you're going to miss it, make sure you have the Bob Rose Show podcast lined up. And that's easy. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast. And then click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, a little dust up. The White House, the press corps, what's going on here? It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. One of the top stories, Byron Donalds, our congressman from here in Florida, is running for governor, and he's going to retain his position in Congress in the meantime. And this comes after President Trump gave him a resounding endorsement before he even made the announcement and said, run, Byron, run. So we'll see what that kind of stirs up politically. But back to the White House, they announced Tuesday it would give the power back to the people. But the establishment media want it back.
Uh-oh.
Fox News senior White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich took to social media Tuesday to protest a White House announcement that the White House would open up access to the press pool covering President Donald Trump and his administration. For decades, a group of D.C.-based journalists, the White House Correspondents Association, has long dictated which journalists get to ask questions of the President of the United States in these most intimate spaces. That being related through White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, she said, well, not anymore.
Ooh.
Moving forward, the White House press pool will be determined by the White House press team. Establishment media outlets empowered by the WHCA, that's the White House Correspondents Association, have long been presidential gatekeepers until Trump directed his administration to open up access, including by welcoming additional media into the James S. Brady briefing room and opening a seat traditionally reserved for White House staff to new media, quote unquote, during press briefings. Leavitt's announcement Tuesday is yet another step to provide increased transparency through additional access.
That line you mentioned there, presidential gatekeeper, it just kind of depends on whose side they're on at the time and who's in office, what gate they're keeping or who they're going after.
I mean, look, if it hasn't become clear to most people by now, especially anybody who's ever watched one of those, especially if they've watched it, you know, during different administrations,
mm-hmm.
you know, the left-leaning media still has a huge percentage of hold on the information that people receive. Still, their numbers are huge compared to so-called conservatives. So they're questioning. They were always leading questions anyway.
Right.
Bashing the conservative viewpoint, and in the case of a Democrat like a Barack Obama or a Joe Biden, they would pretty much answer their own questions in many cases.
Yeah.
And when it comes to somebody who's representing, say, a Donald J. Trump, then they're looking for a fault. They're looking for a problematic mm-hmm. issue. And they're actually, in that case, in many ways, doing what they're supposed to do, be the watchdog of government, but they only watch half of government.
Right.
They only watch the conservative half.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that is the problem. And people are getting more and more news and information from other sources other than, you know, the old mainstream media. Heinrich, whose employer Fox News is one of the outlets with a previous stranglehold on White House access, asserted that the establishment media is more worthy of wielding power on behalf of the American people than the White House. This move does not give the power back to the people. It gives power to the White House, Heinrich said. And she's on the board for the WHCA. And she posted on X, the WHCA is democratically elected by the full-time White House press corps. And they've determined pools for decades because only representatives from our outlets can determine resources all those outlets have, such as staffing, in order to get the president's message out to the largest possible audience, no matter the day or hour. She does have a good point there.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Depending on which message they want to get out.
Yeah. I mean, do they have to, you know, throw the whole system out, or could they have kind of tweaked it? And is this going to create some scenario where there's confusion about who has access and who doesn't, who gets to ask questions and who doesn't? Will there be time wasted with off the wall questions? You know?
Yeah.
And it seems like anytime there's like a foreign correspondent, they only want to know about yeah. how it impacts their own country,
True.
Even
True.
When the news of the day has nothing to do with their country, frankly.
Right.
Yeah. But I understand there's a time and a place for that, but...
But it's kind of a good old boys and girls club. It's all self-regulating, and they are the ones voting on their own people to determine who gets in there under the current system. So it doesn't seem really actually very fair to the little guys.
Well, the WHCA right now, they have a 9-member board, and they have establishment media representatives, but they're currently led by President Eugene Daniels, a White House reporter for left-wing Politico. So it's not like Jackie Heinrich is really taking up for Politico, so to speak.
Right.
But she wants the system to remain the way it is. But Caroline Leavitt addressed it. Fox News will not be left out in the cold. She emphasized that while well-deserving outlets who have previously been denied access by the WHCA would be given the opportunity to join the pool, establishment media outlets will still have access. So we'll see, you know, if this thing really turns out to be a problematic issue.
And it looks like AP got kicked to the curb on their whole, hey, freedom of speech, you know, when they got, you know, booted over a little bit by the president. So
it's simple. Let me help them.
Yeah.
It's the Gulf of America. What's so difficult about understanding that? Huh?
Oh, there you go.
Can you comprehend the words that are coming out of my mouth, Associated Press? Gulf of America. You have to say it like that, too. Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us in just a few minutes, actually, right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.